ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
and
guess what was probably quote in this context? One has to hear from the self-realized soul. Bhagavad Gita was very famous, often quoted. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Thus one has to select a qualified spiritual master and become enlightened to his original consciousness. In this way, the individual soul can understand that he is always subordinate to the super soul. As soon as he declines to remain subordinate and tries to become an enjoyer, he begins his material conditioning. When he abandons this spirit of being an individual owner or enjoyer, he becomes situated in his liberated state. The word swastha, meaning situated in one's original position, is very significant in this verse. When one gives up his unwanted attitude of superiority, he becomes situated in his original position. The word tyagacharya is also significant, for it indicates that when one is separated from God due to disobedience, his real sense is lost. Again, by the grace of Krishna and Guru, he can be properly situated in his liberated position. These verses are spoken by Srila Narada Muni, and his purpose in speaking them is to revive our consciousness. Although the living entity and the super soul are one in quality, the individual soul has to pursue the instruction of the super soul. That is the state of liberation.
Seem very appropriate.
So they were telling it in a very sarcastic way. Guru Nanak and Guru Sarasvati Darshan came out of the temple. Then his disciples started to glorify him and sang the same song which he was singing in praise of his spiritual master. Now the priests who were outside, the people outside, said again the same thing, like, here is the temple of Jagannath, you can go inside, take darshan. Why are you praising a guru? And again, the storm of the classic and making fun of Guru Nanak and his followers. So, Guru Nanak asked one person from the group to come out and then lit the fire, and then he asked the person to touch the fire. So, everything is the energy of the Lord, so why don't you touch the fire? The person said, I can't because it will burn me. Now he said, okay, go, take a wooden stick, come, hold the wooden stick, and now touch the fire. The fellow, yes, I can do that. So he went, took a stick, and then with the help of the stick, he was touching the fire. Now Guru Nanak said this crucial point, Guru is that wire medium who can handle the heat of God, Krishna, Jagannath at one end and give you the chance to hold on to his feet, hold on to the other side where it's not too hot for you. He can handle God and he can handle the disciple. He acts as the wire medium. So that's why we see devotees always recollect the spiritual master and say their gratitude to the spiritual, even when seeing the Lord face to face. So how can I forget Narayani because of whom I am getting this darshan? Same with Dhruva Maharaj as well. So, the aspect of connecting to God or Krishna is done through the medium of a spiritual master, and he is considered as the external representation of the Super Soul. He represents the mercy aspect of the Lord. In that sense, he is an expansion of Srimati Radharani, and he is also an expansion of Balaram. So here in this case of Vairavi, her husband acted as a guru by showing her the right path, engaging in all the devotional service, and she faithfully followed her husband, took the instructions and executed devotional service along with him. Now, as part of this pastime, which Narada Muni is narrating to whom? King Vrajambarija. So, Narada Muni wants to hammer this point about how a living entity is always accompanied by an inbuilt guru inside him, which is the super soul, Chaitanya. Now one has to turn their attention towards that super soul. And here, as part of the allegorical story, which character represents the super soul in this?
The unknown friend.
What is it called? Avijnana. So he represents the super soul, and he actually consoles Vairavi and tells her that she is not a she. She was a he in the previous life, and he could have been she in the previous life, or he could have been he in the previous life, or he could have been a it in the previous life. We don't know. The transmigration is so much that the previous verses tell that by my arrangement, the Lord says, various types of bodies are created, and you identify yourself as a male or a female or a eunuch, and then the species are described, and one such species which we can't see is controlling us. So the constitution, position of the living entity is also described. The covering is described, and then what's your actual position is also described. And especially in this verse, this is the analogy of, what's the analogy used in this verse?
Swan.
Swan. The Lord is considered as a superior swan, and he is instructing an inferior swan. But both are qualitatively one. That was established in the earlier verses. The oneness is established because Bhagavatam establishes the oneness. Srila Prabhupada, in his work quote, hammers about the impersonalist philosophy which was done in the previous two work quotes. So it is very strong because they may quote this section without quoting the next verse, that the Lord immediately says we are different also. So that's why there's a lot of emphasis on the impersonalist philosophy, who may take one portion of the Shastra and say that, hey, in Bhagavatam also it says there is oneness. Yes, we agree there is oneness, but there is simultaneous oneness and difference. If the difference is not there, in the Bhagavad Gita there is no need for Krishna to instruct Arjuna. Arjuna to be, if he thinks to be God, he doesn't have to be put under delusion. And he doesn't have to hear from another person. And if both Krishna and Arjuna are the same, then they are of the same nature. Then what's the point in one person taking the role of the guru and the other taking that of the disciple? So Prabhupada, in his usual Nirvishesha Shunyavada style, he hammers the impersonalism, which is outside us and it's also inside us. The instructions of the spiritual master is the one that establishes a living entity in his actual original consciousness. And this is what the personalist or the Vaishnava Sampradaya is called as liberation. So liberation from two point of view. One, from the impersonal point of view, is you lose your individual identity, then you merge with the Brahman, and that's considered as liberation. That's the usual understanding. It's very prominent. Whereas the understanding which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his followers, and that which he came specifically to give everyone, is that every living entity is the eternal servant of Krishna. Jiva Rishwara Pavai Krishna Nityadas. That's your actual position. Now that's the first step that's being told, that you are not the controller and you are a subordinate. Now we don't have to propagate that you are not the controller. The whole world knows who is the controller. Because they have been acting in a way that thinking that they are the controllers, and now just by an invisible small organism, everyone is on their knees. Now there will be more people will be coming towards, there's more chance of you turning towards spirituality, and now is the time for deep reflection. And here is also a good opportunity to share this knowledge, not in a condescending way, not that you are facing your reactions, not that, just as a way of facilitating, not that you have the time, not to reflect on, it's proven that we are not the controllers. So then let us take instructions from superior sources. As part of the culture, when we enter the house, we wash the legs and we enter. At that time, they make fun of us. We wash our hands and legs before eating. At that time, they make fun of us. We are worshipping holy trees and plants. At that time, they make fun of us. Now, we should be compassionate to share this knowledge to those who even make fun of us by giving them the understanding behind why we do all that. Especially when we go to a crematorium and come back, we dispose the clothes outside the house, take a bath, and then enter. The aspect of cleanliness at least is now strongly ingrained in the minds of people. Oh, I have to be clean. So it is a good step, at least Sautsang is coming in. So here it is also a good way to encourage them to look deeper and then make them favorable towards understanding spiritual teaching, that you are not the controller and you are not the enjoyer. Those two mentalities are given up. Then you are progressing in the spiritual path. So I was hearing two sets of reasons for the current pandemic. One is of course the wet markets, which is against the laws of God. And the other one is by a professor or a scientist, I'm not sure. He was analyzing all the pandemics in the history of human mankind, and he found a correlation between mass introduction of technology in terms of electrifying or connecting, interconnection, and when that major step was taken, 6 months or 1 year down the line, there was a 1916, he quotes, was the Spanish flu or something, which affected, and prior to that, 6 months before that, was the introduction of the magnetic waves and the radio waves, the radar and all that was introduced, and then followed by that, is you are introducing a living human being, which also has, according to them, they call that as electric impulse. We know that the soul is that living source, it is emanating that consciousness within. So we are exposing a living being to such a radiation, and which is artificial for them. And naturally, that is going to give rise to living beings which are formed based on the excretion of those toxins which your body is trying to eliminate because they are exposed to such radiation, and that is the main cause of creating virus according to him. Then the second one was, he says, about radar and other, then another set of miseries came forward. Now, certain living beings will perish during that. Some of them will, most of them will survive, but when they are surviving, they will go through a lot of pain. Your duration of life may increase, but you will live life with a lot of diseases. Because that dis-ease means that the body is not at ease, it is producing, it's trying to eliminate toxins because of exposure to all these radiations. And then the certain people perish, some of them survive, they may have a longer duration, but they still suffer. Now, the next information he gave, I don't know how true it is, but he has done research. The biggest introduction of technology which preceded this pandemic is the introduction of 5G. And he is quoting that the city which had the maximum coverage of 5G was
China.
So, towards the end of his speech, he said, human beings have to gain more spiritual strength to survive this. You have to turn towards spirituality to survive this. He is saying that the earth has a mechanism by which it can draw positive energy from the sun and the other planets according to the way it is set up. But we are trying to set satellites in the specific path which is disrupting the natural mechanism by which the earth cleanses itself, draws energy from the sun and other planets to serve. As Prabhupada said many times, whatever comes from the complete unit is also a complete unit in itself, Purnamada, Purnamidam. And it has got a complete mechanism to maintain the complete unit. That's why he says, anything that we make mistakes is due to this incomplete knowledge of that complete whole. So, the scientists also pointed out how even the earlier in 1918, when there was no mode of transportation so quick as what we have now, the disease still spread from one end of the globe to the other end. They didn't have any explanation. His explanation was that it got transmitted through the electromagnetic waves. So that one person having one part of the world having disease can. So similarly, now we are so interconnected by technology through this 4G and 5G, that also is, he said that this device doesn't go well with the human being. And he also mentioning about the lifetime reduction of those people who are constantly in touch with electric waves and all that. He said about electricians. And the other interesting research that was done was taking the phlegm from those who were affected in the Spanish flu. They injected that phlegm into the bodies of others. None of them got sick. So, due to our tendency to control and to enjoy, we introduce technologies and we're saying they're advancing, whereas we're advancing in the wrong direction in the very high speed. That is why it is necessary to slow down, take a break, which is not forced. Don't have much options, just but to reflect on the higher purpose of life, why are we here, where are we coming from, where are we going. And that's where the role of a swan-like spiritual master is required. The spiritual master is often compared to the swan. And the quality of the swan is that it is able to extract milk even when it is mixed with water. So spiritual master, he is living with us in this material world, but he is able to extract the essence of the spiritual knowledge, and he is able to give it to us. He is able to handle Krishna on one side, and he is able to pass that on to us on the other side, to the disciples. So here, a very crucial point: when one gives up his unwanted attitude of superiority, one nation is trying to prove that they are superior than others by inventing all these, and the other nation tries to catch up, and now together all of us are caught up in one big pandemic. So we have come so far away from God, as it's mentioned in the book. When one is separated from God due to what? Due to disobedience, his real sense is lost. Now, as nature also knows that it's going too far, so it's pulling us back and asking us to forcefully cut down and shut down things. I saw pictures of dolphins coming back to the shoreline because the cruise ships have stopped, and the birds have come back to the lakes, which is their actual habitat. And the wild animals are also moving freely in Singapore, where that's what they are meant to be in. We have kind of occupied that territory and land for a longer period, and now it's a forceful way of saying, hey, it's time to relook at the whole way in which we are living our life. Just as Narada Muni is taking the opportunity to preach to King Prachin Parishad in a way that suits his nature as a Kshatriya king, he's telling the allegorical story of another Kshatriya king who became a she. Now she is crying, and now she is being guided by the super soul. And by the end of this Puranjan pastime description by Narada Muni, Prachinabhari will wake up. And then the following chapters he will ask further questions. And exactly it's the same situation here, where the world is starting to wake up after having been forcefully stopped. Although some are still saying, by using the computing power that we have, by the biotechnological advances we have, we will find a cure. And we will put a band-aid to the problem, we won't go to the root, but that's, most of them are asking why it happened. They're trying to go to the root, and here is an opportunity for us to present the value of human life, the purpose of human life, why are you here, and what is your actual nature. The divine qualities are described in the Bhagavad Gita, so that can be highlighted, saying these are the qualities that you are meant to develop, and this is the direction in which you are meant to go, and here is the help that's available. And that's how we follow in the footsteps of Srila Narada Muni and Srila Prabhupada in helping people revise their consciousness. In that way, we are helping them to get liberated from the cycle of birth and death. So we have to play the role of teaching to the society with proper understanding of the background where they're coming from, and with kindness and compassion and care, and a way of protecting them from further hurting themselves. We share this knowledge. That's the mood of spiritual master. The spiritual master, especially in Vaishnava Sampradaya, especially Srila Prabhupada, emphasizes a lot about the different forms of devotional service. So can somebody recollect Prahlad Maharaj's prayer? What are the different forms that describe in Prahlad Maharaj's prayer? Each one can tell one.
Shravanam.
Hearing.
Kirtanam.
Kirtanam. Okay, nice. Vishnusmaranam. Padasayanam. Archanam.
Vandanam.
What does Vandanam mean?
Reciting
prayers. And then reciting notable prayers is also a crucial, it's also one of the items of devotional service. And reciting Srimad Bhagavatam is one of the five potent forms of devotional service. We also have the prayers of the previous acharyas, which comes under offering notable prayers. One such prayer that came to me through another devotee from my group is the prayer by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur about how the will of the Lord is highly supreme. And every planetary system, whether it is good or bad, is acting according to His will. Even the destruction is brought about by the evil planetary systems under the will of the Lord. So the prayer begins with an utmost humility by complete surrender to the Lord, saying that if you decide to kill my Lord, nobody can protect. If you decide to protect, nobody can kill. So that song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I'm trying to find the reference of it, is done in a way that it brings about how during bad times, apparently bad times, although it's that it says, if you want to slay someone, then who could possibly protect them? The three worlds are under your submission and will. All the demigods headed by the Lord Brahma are under your control. So let your will happen. I have complete faith that you will protect me from all types of fear. So this prayer led me to look at the verses and prayers from Srimad Bhagavatam which will help to eradicate fear. Another devotee from India, he put up videos about how to cleanse your body through deep breathing and all that. He was mentioning about different ways in which the virus enters your body through water, air, touch, and all that. Fourth, one of the options is through your mind. How does that work? If you are in a fearful state, so the effect of body, the effect of mind on the body, a lot of research is done, there's a whole volume of information on that. But when you are fearful, the immune system comes down and then any parasite outside can easily attack you. So the rest of the session, Bhagavad Gita, I wanted to share some of the prayers from the Srimad Bhagavatam which will help us to first to protect ourselves from fear, shield ourselves, then later on share these prayers with others who come to us for help. When I was thinking this line, I thought first we must introduce them to Bhagavad Gita, newcomers then recite some prayers from Bhagavad Gita, and establish the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we must hear from Him. After having done that, even prior to that, establish the supremacy or the magnanimity of Srila Prabhupada while he came to the West and make them favorable towards receiving and appreciating the spiritual master. We can explain the meaning of his pranamantra. If they are favorable, we can sing. But at least make them grateful towards the work of Srila Prabhupada and set them in the right mood to receive spiritual teaching. Then, introduce few prayers from Bhagavad Gita or verses from Bhagavad Gita, establishing him, Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the Chaturshloki, the four key verses of Bhagavad Gita. Probably we can take turns to recollect one of each. What's the first Chaturshloki of Bhagavad Gita? From the 10th chapter? Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. Can somebody tell the translation? So when sharing this knowledge with others, we can share the English translation first, so that we tell them that God is the source of everything, everything comes from Him. No one is above Him or equal to Him, that's why He's God. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu, Mata Sarvam Prabhupate, Hiri Matva, Vajante Maam. The wise, what do? They glorify Vajante Maam. So, whatever faith you are in, glorify God and His messengers. So, get into that mood of glorifying. So, from fear, you're starting to vibrate in the mood of being grateful and thankful, so your vibration, your consciousness is being from a lower level, you are moving up to a higher level. So you can explain the four key verses according to your audience. My point is, establish that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are His servant. And the easy way to please God, Krishna, is also explained in the Gita, that you offer up a fruit, a leaf or flower with love and devotion. I'm seeing the video of one of the devotees from the Alpha Sampradaya, where he understood that people are not able to visit the temples. And secondly, they are fearful and they are panicking. So his advice is very relevant. It's coming from the Bhagavad Gita. At home, you have a picture of your guru and Lakshmi Narayana Radha Krishna. Take a flower, fruit, leaf, water, offer with love and devotion, asking for yogakshema, which means protection for the entire universe. So he is using this as an opportunity to broaden your scope of worship, not only to you, because we are so connected that anyone doing anything in one part of the world is so strong, it's going to affect us. So he said, use this simple principle of offering with love and devotion a leaf, a fruit, a flower, a water, in this way, you know, it's tulsi. Offer that to Krishna, praying for the protection of the entire world and well-being. So from fear, you're moving from thinking of the welfare of others. So after having done that, then towards the end of the Gita was the reassurance that Krishna gives. What's the hope-giving verse that is very relevant and is related to fear? What does Krishna say towards the end of the Gita?
Do not fear.
So that's why in our temple we have Srimati Radharani holding the Abhaya Mudra, blessings and also protection. Lord Vishnu tells us, you see, sometimes you hold his hand pointing towards his feet, surrender unto me. That's what he means by holding his feet. Look at my feet, surrender unto me. Some temples you can hold his hand like this, and sometimes it's also inscribed in the hand, Ma Su Cha. Do not fear. So, Bhagavatam begins with a mother who is attacked by Brahmastra, which was aimed at killing her son in the womb. Who is the mother? Who is the son? Uttara. Pahipani Mahayogin, Deva Deva Jagatpate, Lamyam Bhagavate, Mashe Vektam Vittiparasparam. So that's the first prayer which I thought of sharing, is 1.8.9, where Uttara is running towards Krishna in deep agony and fear. So let the Brahmastra kill me, but let the son be spared. This is when Krishna is preparing to leave. And that's when this, she is running towards Krishna, shouting at him for protection, complete surrender, let me die, but at least revive my child. And then in the same chapter, Mother Kunti describes a lot of calamities. Vipada santu dashashvatu tatra tatra jagadguru. So, bhavato darshanam yatsya apunar bhava darshanam. Where she is describing, previous to that verse she says, she describes the list of dangers that come in Vishanamahamya Purushada darshanam. So, we were, my son was given poison, then we were pulled into the gambling match. Vishana Mahagam Purushada Darshana Asat Sabaya Samarvasa Kritsata Mrite Mrite Neha Mahadarshana. Again Bhagavatam very poetically described that the battlefield of Kurukshetra is like that of surrounded by a lot of big Timingala fishes which can swallow other big fishes. How did my grandfather go through all these dangers? Parikshit will ask that at the time it said only by the grace of Krishna. Not one Maharati, many were standing. One is killed, other comes up. Another one is killed, another comes up. Bhishma is killed, Drona comes up. Drona is killed, who comes up next? Karna. Then after that, Ashwatthama. Again and again and again we are faced with dangers. Mrite Mrite Ne Maharatashvato Drona Sita Tastashma Harevi Rakshita. So, her prayers are also worth remembering, reciting and singing. If you have a book next to you, you can do that. And guess what, this is the time, you have time now. You all, you know, I had the desire to sit down and read Bhagavatam when I was working a full-time job. But then now is the time. You have the books in the shelf, now is the time to, it is still in the polythene wrap, to take the wrapper off, note down the verse numbers and start reciting. You have the time, you have the book, you have the deities, you have the teachers, you have the spiritual master. That's why it is said that the individual soul has to pursue the instruction of the super soul. So Guru is giving all this word to word meaning. Now we realize why Prabhupada gave it so that we can enter deep into the meaning of the prayers and the purpose and relate to it. So far we covered 1.8.9, 1.8.24. Now, along with prayers, there are also pastimes that are described in the Bhagavatam which will help you to gain strength in the battlefield. So when I was reading this pastime, and the falsity of it said it will help those who are fighting in the battlefield to regain their strength and fight more vigorously. What are all the health experts saying outside? What are the scientists saying outside? It is a war. We are fighting against an enemy who we can't see. And he is jumping from one place to the other, very similar to Dhruva Maharaj. He is faced with the Yakshas.
Yakshas.
So they will disguise themselves and then they start to shoot from different directions that he can't see where the enemy is attacking from. So at that time, he took shelter of the devotees. Then, as per their advice, then he invoked the mantra of the Lord. Then that removed the ignorance and he was able to overcome the attack of the yakshas. This is we are talking about Guru Maharaj who was seeing the Lord face to face and saying the benediction from him. Even he is not spared from danger. We have not seen Krishna face to face yet, so we can't complain we are facing danger. That's one pastime, and the praise of Prahlad Maharaj can be recited. Sorry, Guru Maharaj, and of course, sorry, it came on. So, Prahlad Maharaj also can be recited. The pastime of pastime that originally trying to explain was pastime of Lord Varahadev killing. Who did Varahadev kill? Hiranyakashipu. Sure. Hasn't changed? No. So, he killed Hiranyakashipu. If you read the whole pastime, the pastime follows Kuti. So, Hiranyakashipu will try to attack the Lord, and the Lord, you know, playing in a mood of playful mood, he will start doing his pastime. And then he will give one big tight slap at the to him, yeah. And then he will fall down. That. So if you read the whole pastime, the philosophy is that you gain strength in war. This is Canto 3, Chapter 19. So now I'm going to read the Lord's pastime, and interestingly, Varahadev, who can lift the whole earth out of the submerged ocean, so when he did that, the after doing the pastime, the sainted people, they will offer prayers. That's coming in 3:13:45, where, oh Lord, there's no limit to your wonderful activities. Anyone who desires to know the limit of your activities is certainly nonsensical. Everyone in this world is conditioned by the powerful mystic potencies. So please bestow your causeless mercy upon these conditioned souls. Yeah, so this is in the chapter titled The Appearance of Lord Varaha, 3:13. And then the pastime of Varahadev killing that happens in 3:19. And then in my little self that I was doing, found a whole treasure of prayers in the 5th canto. From the 5th chapter after the 5th canto. With Varahadev, even those who are still materially motivated or still into the karmakanda kind of worship, we can encourage them by saying that the influence of the evil plan of system can be overcome by worshipping Lord Varahadev. A mapping of which was given in the Chennai temple, so for the influence of some planetary systems like Rahu and the destruction of sinful habits, it's encouraged that we worship Lord Varahadev. And what's happening around us is due to the influence of those, some of the malefic triangle systems, their tendency is to bring out all the sinful reactions that you have done so far, sinful activities, to bring out all the reactions of that and offer that to you now. So the time is now mature and they are doing their role because that's what they went through and they are doing their part. And this was actually predicted in one of the my mother tongue we call Panjangam. At that time, during the Tamil New Year, they predicted, and it was 2-3 lines were written about how the planetary system will be bad and new living beings will be created, which will give harm. Nobody took it very seriously. So, you guys are a bunch of worshippers of trees and you go around plants, pouring water, so nobody took it seriously. But they are not really looking at it, so all that is there in the magic effects. Now, without understanding the people, we can give them the solution, like, hey, for this kind of issues, magic planetary systems, please read Srimad Bhagavatam. Read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, what sort of prayers we can tell. So, Canto 5, Chapter 18 is a treasure house of prayers.
Prayers
by the restrooms of Jambu. Yeah. 5:18, yeah, 18 chapter is like treasure house of prayers, and in one of the prayers where Mother Lakshmi is offering prayers to system, where that purport Prabhupada will say that one has to learn all these mantras from a Gaudiya spiritual master and you have to recite them. Yes, so the prayer offered by Mother Lakshmi is 5:18:18. In that purport, Prabhupada says, this verse offering respectful obeisances unto the Lord was composed by Rama, the goddess of fortune, and is full of spiritual power. Under the guidance of a spiritual master, everyone should chant this mantra and thus become a complete and perfect devotee of the Lord. One may chant this mantra for complete liberation from material bondage. This is what the purport is talking about. Getting liberated in Vaishnava sense is being situated in your original constitutional position. Mukti Tikva Anyata Rupam Swarupena Vyavasthiti. So, one may question, what will I do when I get liberated? That's answered in this purport. You chant this mantra to get out of material bondage, and after you reach the Lord's abode, what do? Continue chanting the same mantra. And after liberation, one may continue to chant it while worshipping the Supreme Lord in Vaikuntha Loka. All mantras, of course, are meant for this life and the next life. As Krishna himself confirms in the Bhagavad Gita 9:14, Sagatam Kirtayanto Mam Yatam Tasya Dravadvata Namasyandasya Mam Bhaktya Nitya Ukta Upasate. So, Mother Lakshmi is offering that wonderful prayer to Rishikesha. So you can, at your home, you can recite that second place, Mother Lakshmi makes a very crucial point about how the Lord is the only husband. My dear Lord, you are certainly the fully independent master of all the senses. Therefore, all women who worship you by strictly observing vows, because they wish to acquire a husband to satisfy their senses, are surely under illusion. They do not know that such a husband cannot actually give protection to them or their children, nor can he protect their wealth or duration of life. For he himself is dependent on time, fruitive results, and the modes of nature, which are all subordinate to you. So Mother Lakshmi is to advise Vaidarbhi. This is what she is saying. Like, the Prabhupada says, therefore, any woman who seeks a material husband for her protection, or any man who desires to become a husband of a woman, is under illusion. To become a husband means to maintain a wife and children nicely by supplying wealth and security. However, a material husband cannot possibly do this, for he is dependent on his karma. So that's a phrase which Mother Ramadevi offers to Rishikesha, is very powerful. This is 518. Now, another prayer by Prahlad Maharaj, which I forgot to sign. Yes, this is 518.8. I'll read the translation first. This is Prahlad Maharaj offering prayers to Lord Narasimha, 518.8. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Narasimha, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. So, I'll recite the words, maybe we can follow up to that. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste Jaste Jase. Avir Avir Bhava. Vajra Naka. Vajra Dhamshra. Karma Shaya. Randaya Randaya. Tamo. Krasa Krasa. Om Swaha. Abhayam Abhayam. Atmani. Bhuishtha. Om Sham. So in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is glorifying Asmadev and describing various qualities of his appearance, and then for his internal purification he is asking, although he is a pure devotee, he is reciting all these prayers for our benefit. He is saying, remove all the demon-like desires. Please appear in our hearts, and by your mercy, let us become fearless in the struggle for existence in the material world. The next prayer is also like, as I said, this 18th chapter is a treasure of prayer. take time to recite these prayers. This prayer shows the broad-minded nature, how devotee is a paratukti, how he is concerned about the welfare of all, and how he is compassionate to those who are not very civilized also, how he is showing his compassion. Let's read the translation of this prayer. This is 5.18.9. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. So, in Bhagavad Prabhupada says, Prahlada Maharaj is a typical Vaishnava. He prays not for himself but for all living beings, living entities, the gentle, the envious, and the mysterious. He always thought of the welfare of mysterious persons like his father, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlada Maharaja did not ask for anything for himself. Rather, he prayed for the Lord to excuse his demoniac father. This is the attitude of the Vaishnava who always thinks of the welfare of the entire universe. So that verse and purport is worth reading, meditating, and also applying. Can we recite that as well? If it is okay. Swastyastu Vishvasya Phala Prasidatam.
Swastyastu Vishvasya Phala Prasidatam.
Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivami Bodhiya.
Dhyayantu Bhutani Shivami Bodhiya.
Manashtabhadram Bhajatadadokshaje.
Manashtabhadram Bhajatadadokshaje.
Aveshyatam Namate Api Ahaituki.
Aveshyatam Namate Api Ahaituki.
So, 588, 589.
All of them.
Now, within Canto 6, I found this Lord Indra being protected by the Narayan Kavasa. If somebody wants to read that section, Canto 6, Chapter 8, composed of various prayers. One interesting point found in those set of prayers is that the Lord's holy name is also a strong source of protection. The different incarnations of the Lord will be invoked, and descriptions will be there about how every incarnation is protected, different parts of the body, different times of the day. And the beginning of that section is, if you have fear, sit down, perform asana, and start following steps that are being told in the Bhagavatam set of verses. So, now that we have time, now fear is getting more prominent, consider doing a highly encouraged reading that section. In saving the devotees of the Lord many times invokes, what does he invoke for killing the demons?
The Sudarshan
Chakra. In the sixth canto, when I was reading those prayers, it is also mentioned that we can offer prayers to the different weapons of the Lord. And within Bhagavatam, I was trying to look at the prayers which is offered to the weapons of the Lord. With my limited understanding, I could find Ambarish Maharaj offering prayers to Sudarshan Chakra. So this is in Canto 9, Chapter 5, Text 3 until 10. One of which I got to recite in the class and conclude. So this is chapter 9, canto 9, chapter 5, text number 4. Read the translation first. O most favored of Achyuta, this is Ambarish Maharaj addressing Sudarshan Chakra. O most favored of Achyuta, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you have thousands of souls. O master of the material world, destroyer of all weapons, original vision of the Personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Kindly give shelter and be auspicious to this Dhamma. So, let us recite this prayer. Sudarshana Namastubhyam.
Sudarshana Namastubhyam.
Sahasrara Achyuta Priya.
Sahasrara Achyuta Priya.
Sarvastra Gatim Vipraya.
Sarvastra Gatim Vipraya.
Swasti Bhuyadi Daspate.
Swasti Bhuyadi Daspate.
So please take time to read that section 9, 5, 3 until 10. Again, the compassion of Ambarish Maharaj is pouring out to as prayer in prayer form to Sudarshan Chakra and asking Sudarshan Chakra to not burn Duryodhana from the pain of being burned. So, if we are not experiencing the pain of being burned, so let us take this opportunity first to get a clear power of ourselves and extend the compassionate hand and offer spiritual solutions to those who reach out. So protect yourself, shield yourself physically, mentally, well-being, and also spiritually, and then when appropriate, reach out and help. I thought of sharing these prayers. Any comments or questions? So, we will conclude here. Rantrasam Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Bhagavatam Ki Jai.